Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. And welcome you again to the program The Heart of a Muslim. Alhamdulillah, we've been discussing the Ma'arif-e Matnawi of Hazrat Maulana Rumi rahimahullah, compiled by Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh. We'll just recap on a summary of Hazrat Maulana Rumi rahimahullah's life, and inshallah we will now be touching on to the Mathnawi itself. So the author, Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahimahullah, was known as Maulana Rumi. He was born in Balkh in the year 604 Hijri and was the son of Sheikh Bahauddin bin Hussein Balkhi rahimahullah. He was the grandchild of Muhammad Khawarizm Shah. At the age of 6, he departed from Balkh with his father, and at the age of 18, he got married at a place known Larned. In that same year, he settled in Konya, and at the age of 25, he went to Syria for the purpose of furthering his education. In 642 Hijri, he became a murid of Shamsuddin Tabrizi rahimahullah in Konya, and 662 after Hijri, he commenced the writing of the Mathnawi. On Sunday, the 5th Jamadu Thani, 672, at the time of sunset, he left this world. He was buried in Konya at the age of 68. He left behind two sons, Alauddin Muhammad and Sultan Wala. This is just a summary on the life of Hazrat Maulana Rumi rahimahullah. Again, from his life, we see the importance of seeking knowledge. People in the past used to travel lengths and lengths, from the east to the west, from far, just to gain this beautiful deen of Islam, just to learn a hadith under a scholar whose chain of narrations was very close to Nabi alayhi salam. So they would always try and better the chain and strengthen the chain. So we see the importance of knowledge. And in today's day and age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so easy for you and I that while we are sitting in our homes, we are listening on our radios, on our receivers. We have the websites with all the ulama's lectures, and we can benefit tremendously. But more than that also, we need to seek the companionship of the ulama and learn from them the teachings of our beautiful and noble deen of Islam. Now we should know that this Mathnawi was an inspiration to Hazrat Maulana Rumi rahimahullah, and that the Mathnawi Sharif is an inspired version hinted at in the following verse, which in the last verse of the Mathnawi, which is indeed the last verse of the Mathnawi. When the sun went down through the horizon of the heart, if the Mathnawi ended, and only Allah knows best about the truth of this matter. Maulana Rumi rahimahullah says that the channel through which the celestial hidden knowledges had been coming through, that spiritual sun has now, through the infinite wisdom of Allah, disappeared below the horizon of the heart. In other words, manifestation changed to the state of concealment, as is either experienced by the saintly ones who have recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the state of concealment has some additional advantages. So when the sun of inspiration across the heart's outlet set below the horizon, this book came to an end. And Allah alone knows best what particular wisdom can be in a particular affair at a given time. And since Allah alone knows the wisdom and He acts accordingly, obviously the wisdom lies in that which He did. And therefore, I would not pretend talking any further. Instead, terminate the Mathnawiyyah. This is an explanation of the last verse of the Mathnawi, but explained here in the beginning verses of the Mathnawi. Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Sabtanwi rahimahullah, he has at this juncture written an important note that the friend of Allah should always talk as the occasion and the time demands. When he is in the right mood, the audience is attentive and the flow of the heavenly cognizance is natural with moderation, neither forcing himself nor being overpowered by emotions. With this state of mind, one should engage himself in benefiting the people there. And then Hazrat Tanwi rahimahullah was inspired by the following verse: when your beloved master orders you to speak, then speak, and speak with fervor. And he says no, then do not speak and observe total silence. Mawlana Rumi rahimahullah had foretold that after him shall come a light of soul who would complete the Mathnawi, its sixth unfinished part, Dafta, which has been mentioned in the following verses. The commentary on this remains unfinished, but the innermost has been closed and nothing more is coming forth now. The remainder of the story is going to be said speechlessly unto the heart in someone who would possess soul sight. So soul sight is very important in order for a person to gain this knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses His special servants and His true friends with such insight that sometimes we might be having some problems in our lives or some questions which are bothering us and we're not getting an answer, or we feel shy to ask a question to certain people. But when we sit with sincerity and listen with an open heart and an open mind, then we might go for a particular lecture, and in that lecture, automatically our questions are answered. This is indeed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So accordingly, that man of sighted soul became Mawlana Mufti Ilahi Bakhsh Kandelvi rahmatullah alayh by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was he who witnessed on his blessed soul the inspirations of the soul of Mawlana Rumi rahimahullah, and was subsequently able to complete the Mathnawi, as Mawlana Mufti Kandelvi rahmatullah alayh says that Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi, through your illuminations you have dominated my soul in such a manner that I lost my very existence, as if you are a lion of the Almighty Allah who has annihilated my very being. Mufti Sahib is trying to say that in accordance with Mawlana Rumi's foretelling of the completion of the sixth path of Mathnawi, Mawlana Rumi rahimahullah's holy soul is busy inspiring my soul with divine guidance. Therefore, the pronouncements of my tongue would actually be the kalam of Mawlana Rumi rahimahullah. Like a poet had said, although the Holy Quran has come through the Mubarak lip of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever says it is not the word of Allah is a disbeliever. Mufti Ilahi Bakhsh is the man of the 12th century, while Mawlana Rumi lived in the 7th century of the Islamic calendar. Mufti Ilahi Bakhsh had completed his Islamic studies under the great muhaddith Hazrat Shah Abdul Aziz Dehlawi rahimahullah. Thereafter, make mention of a line Hazrat Mawlana mentions: congratulations, O my desperate sigh, you are bringing the destination union of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closer and closer. So just recapping on whatever we mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses His friends with ilma laduni, inspired knowledge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses chosen people. Then Hazrat Thani rahimahullah also explains that when you speak to a person, or when your beloved master Allah speaks, has given you an opportunity to speak, then speak with fervor. Meaning have feelings within a person. In today's day and age, based with the challenges, many a people keep always at all times the wrong of a person in front of them when trying to change a person. This indeed, respected friends and elders, is very harmful towards the person whom we are trying to aid or we want to reform. When he or she keeps being told of the negative aspects of their life, then they tend to focus more on those negatives, and positives slowly and slowly and slowly wither away. So respected friends, elders, mothers, sisters, parents, fathers, each and every person might be going through some sort of a challenge in this world. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes it easy. But if we want to bring about a change, then we should have feeling within ourselves. To start thinking with reason and not emotions. And at the same time, focus on the positive aspects of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will automatically make the negatives move away. So we learn from here that inspired knowledge is a gift given to the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many of our people never attach it to themselves. Like for example, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, when he completed the Mathnawi, then he referred it to Hazrat Maulana Rumi rahimahullah. Even though he was being inspired, but it was a gift given to him from Allah via that noble soul of Hazrat Maulana Rumi rahimahullah's writings. He was inspired. Obviously, he never had the companionship of Maulana, but through the readings of our pious predecessors, one can reach the heights, such heights in spirituality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use that person to propagate his deen. Like the poet says, we have to all work towards this. In Urdu they say, Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath reh ke bhi sab se juda rahe. That you might be in the midst of your daily routine of your life, working, you'll be doing your house chores, whatever it may be, but your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never broken for an iota of a second. So with that, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless me, bless you, bless us all with the true teachings of Islam. Protect us from all the evils that are surrounding us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all a means of sawab-e-jariyah for our parents, and make our children a means of sawab-e-jariyah for us. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this time, so utilize our time correctly and to our benefit, and use it earning the pleasure of Allah, not earning the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by falling prey to all the temptations that are surrounding us. I'll end on the saying of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel rahimahullah, that beware of temptations, for indeed temptations will lead you to destruction and make you cry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the ability and tawfiq of practicing on whatever has been said. And until next week, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.